The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 24th. Today's word is indoctrinate, spelled I-N-D-O-C-T-R-I-N-A-T-E. Indoctrinate is a verb that means to instruct, especially in fundamentals or rudiments. It's a synonym of the word teach. It can also mean to imbue with a usually partisan or sectarian opinion, point of view, or principle. Here's the word used in a sentence from Herman Melville's White Jacket. There were two academies in the frigate. One comprised the apprentice boys, who, upon certain days of the week, were indoctrinated in the mysteries of the primer by an invalid corporal of marines, a slender, wizen-cheeked man, who had received a liberal infant school education. The word indoctrinate simply means brainwash to many people, but its meaning isn't always so negative. When this verb first appeared in English in the 17th century, it simply meant to teach, a meaning that followed logically from its Latin root. The doc in the middle of indoctrinate derives from the Latin verb docere, which also means to teach. Other offspring of docere include docent, referring to a college professor or a museum guide, docile, doctor, doctrine, and document. It wasn't until the 19th century that the word indoctrinate began to see regular use in the sense of causing someone to absorb and take on certain opinions or principles. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.